It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This Veterans Day weekend, I invited my dear friend Pete Hegseth to join me to talk about what this day means to him as someone who has served this great country. Many of you know Pete as the host of Fox and Friends Weekend, and he's also a commentator and a host that has appeared on pretty much every one of the shows here on the Fox News Channel. He's also a number one New York Times bestselling author and the host of the upcoming Patriot Awards this Thursday night in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. We're so excited to go, not just to meet the fans and get all dressed up, but to honor many of our quiet heroes, military families, and first responders who get up every day with the common goal of protecting others. Pete is the perfect person to host this show and to be an ambassador for others who wear the uniform proudly. So Pete is here, but he has also brought some very important people with him, some VIPs, to the Fox News audio studios, which I'm not going to give away. You're just going to have to listen to this interview to find out who our special VIPs are. So please welcome Pete Hegseth and family to the Janice Dean podcast. Pete Hegseth, what an honor. You are here today, but you have brought three of your favorite men with you. Introduce me to them.
Young men. Janice Dean, it's always wonderful to be with you. Thanks for having me. And I've got a posse with me today. My three boys. I've got Gunner.
Yes.
Here.
Say hi, Gunner.
Hi.
Hi.
He is 13. 13. And then we've got Peter Boone, who is, how old are you, Peter Boone?
I'm 11.
You're 11.
He's 11.
And you go by Boone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
I call him Peter Boone. Just because he's got my name, so I add that in
sense.
There, Peter Boone. And then we got Rex.
Hi.
How old are you, Rex?
8.
You're 8.
8. And so it's weekend with Dad Day, and then we're going to link up with my wife and our other 4 in Minnesota for a football game on Sunday. So
what?
We're kind of having, yeah.
Wait a minute. How are you going to do Fox and Friends in between?
I'm hosting Saturday morning.
Right.
And then I'm, for Veterans Day.
Yes.
And then I'm taking Sunday off.
Okay.
I'm flying Saturday. We're all flying and meeting up in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. Rex, what's it like? Tell me about your day so far. Were you up and early with your dad?
No. We actually woke up at like 8 and then came down.
That's sleeping in for us.
Hey, yeah. Rex, tell Janice where you slept last night.
In the bathtub.
No. How did that happen?
The bed was way too squishy. So.
Oh, I hate when that happens. And I've slept in bathtubs too, but not for those reasons.
Yes, exactly. We walked in. I said, there's a queen bed here. There's 4 of us. And Rex said, I'll sleep in the bathtub. So just a couple of extra pillows from the front desk. And he was happy
look
as
at
a
you.
Clam.
Did you sleep okay?
Yeah.
You look well rested.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so Boone. Were you up at the same time? You did not sleep in a bathtub.
No, I didn't sleep in a bathtub, but in the middle of the night, I did have a random bloody nose all over a pillow.
Oh, no, what? How did that happen?
Well, sometimes I just have random bloody noses for some weird reason, so I had one, and then Gunner told me I had one, and then I had, like, blood in my nose, so it was kind of weird. And then they woke me up, I was screaming in my ear, and I was the last one awake. So.
Oh my good. And Gunner, you were okay. No bloody noses or bathtubs for you.
No, but I was the one who had to get them all ready, and that's a struggle. So.
That's a struggle.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Except for Rex. I mean.
You didn't have to get me ready.
Look at these guys.
He was already
I was up right before you. Oh, I was up before any of you got up.
It takes a lot of parenting faith to get up at 5 in the morning, go do Fox and Friends, and then you look at your watch for 2 hours, and you're like, are they up? Are they up? Are they up? But they get themselves up, and they came down the lobby and walked over to Fox.
Look at that. And what is the rest of the crew doing today?
The rest of the crew is in Tennessee.
Right.
There was a school cross country party thing, and then they had some parent-teacher stuff, and so they're flying to Minnesota tonight.
Okay.
See, the blended family coordination is high
it's
for
really,
the Hank
Do you
stuff,
have,
so.
Like, a big whiteboard where you sort of organize, this is where you're going today and this weekend?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, Jen and I go, like, okay, over here, Mardi Gras, maybe, Christmas, okay, here, you know? It's just a big maze, but we love it.
You guys all look like that you get along with each other.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like this morning, we've all gotten along.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's bound to end soon.
To change.
Yeah.
Is it because that you're in your dad's place of work?
No, it's because we're about to meet Logan Paul and we're going to get him to sign our prom.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know, kids these days, they look up
You have to, like bribe them.
Social media. No, we happen to see that Logan Paul is coming for a segment with Stu Varney.
Oh.
And they love this prime drink, as does every kid of this age.
Okay, and who is Logan Paul?
He's a YouTuber turned into a boxer. Is that correct?
He's a boxer and YouTuber. Yeah.
And he owns
Influencer.
Prime.
And so they're not excited to see me. They're not excited to see you, Janice.
Yeah, we
they're
are.
Excited. Oh, good.
It's good. They're good liars.
I will say this though: the reason they're behaved well in the building is Gunnar Boone, Rex. You weren't here. What happened to you about 5 years ago in this building?
We got a 1-year ban from the building.
Actually, Fox.
Unnecessary, but.
What happened? Who's going to tell that story?
I will.
I don't know that they could. You're going to tell? Okay, give a 30-second version of the story, Boone.
Okay. What? So I think we were, like, wrestling and not behaving. And then on a set, we were, like, you could hear us in the background of the set. And it was kind of crazy. And then Fox didn't ban us. Dad banned us. And I don't think it was good to ban us. Unnecessary, because we could have had way more fun, but we were pretty bad. So I think a 6-month ban was.
I mean, we were 8 and 6 and yeah. 2. And mm-hmm. So I don't know what you could expect out of
us. Yeah, exactly. Out of control. Right. There was an entitlement mentality. Like, oh, this is mom and dad's workplace. We can do whatever we want.
Uh-huh.
So not only did they get corrected, but they had to sit underneath my desk silently for the last hour of their time here. And then they were banned from the building for a year.
Oh, my goodness.
It just had to happen, Janice, so that they have respect for adults in workplaces.
Yes.
And now we have good behavior here.
So far, so good.
I wasn't banned.
No.
That's the
You
thing.
Weren't there.
So I could have came back.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so you guys have a big day planned. We're taping this on Friday. This is Veterans Day. Well, this is when we
observe it today.
Tomorrow is officially Veterans Day. And your dad is a veteran. And so you guys tell me, what do you think it means on this day, not only for your dad, for other people who serve our country? What do you want?
I think it's a big honor to serve and risk your life for this country, because we need people like that. Without them, we wouldn't be here today.
You are absolutely 100% correct. Boone, what do you think?
I think this day is really important, and I think that veterans deserve a day for them, because like Gunnar said, we wouldn't have a country without them. We wouldn't have a country without Republicans. We wouldn't have a country
well-trained,
without
Janice.
The Army. And yeah, we just need veterans, and we should thank them.
Yes, absolutely. What do you think, my friend?
Well, we really needed them a lot in war. So,
yes,
like Gunnar and Boone said, that we could stay here and be well.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, he's got a uniform. Rex does. He's got a perfect replica of my uniform that he wears. He and his brother Luke. Run around in.
Yes.
They're little warriors. So we're trying to train them up.
Oh, my goodness. You know, what does it mean? I have my son Matthew is already talking about that he wants to serve his country in some way. How do you encourage that? I mean, listen, as a mom, you know, the first thing I think of is, oh, I don't want my boy to do that. I'm scared, you know, but what do you say?
You know, that's a very natural reflex and an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually writing a book right now that comes out next year about the military.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys don't know this. I actually told them at dinner last night, the last chapter of the book is a letter to my boys. And I'm grappling with what to write because I'm so proud to have served and grateful for it. It taught me more than anything else could. And it changed me in the best and worst, but best of ways.
Yes.
And I want that for them. But I'm also very concerned about the state of our nation, the state of our leadership, mm-hmm. the state of our military. And but I kind of go back to going, if not them, then who's it going to be?
Yes.
Who are we going to hand the keys over to? It's not like a state. If you don't like it, you move. Mm-hmm. Or your school. If you're not satisfied, you go to a different one.
Yes.
There's only one America and there's only one Pentagon.
Yeah.
And either we control it and lead it with the values that matter or not. So I don't know. You can't look at your boys and say, you will serve. I think you just sort of live out and demonstrate how special and important it's been in your life and hope that a sense of purpose, both with God and your country, emanates inside them. And they want to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. How's the move been to Nashville? Because how long have you lived there now for?
We moved in August of last year.
Okay.
So it's been over a year. Yeah, what do you guys think of Tennessee?
I think it's better than New Jersey because it's got a lot more space and just a better house overall.
Okay. What about the people? People good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Boone, what do you think?
The people are good. They're nice down there. Mm-hmm. And we do live in the best area of Tennessee, I think, because to the right, we call it like the food like palace because there's just like a bunch of food places and there's Waffle House right there.
Oh yeah.
And Waffle House is just amazing.
Oh yeah.
And I think Tennessee's really good because the house is just it's just amazing. We have dirt bikes and like
dirt bikes.
What, 78 acres or something?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just
thanks, Boone.
It's just a ton, and the house is just amazing.
Awesome.
And I think, like Gunnar said, I do miss my friends in New Jersey, but I think Tennessee's better, and the house is amazing.
Okay, that's awesome. And what about you, my friend
Rex? What do you like? What's one? Tell her a special thing you like to do in the creek at our house.
No, we like to go to our creek, and we like to catch crawdads.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh.
With our nets.
Then what do you do with them?
Well, we have a big bridge, and we normally let them go after it. Mm-hmm. We just catch them for fun normally. We did it once, and we ate them.
Okay.
And
how'd they taste?
They taste kind of like shrimp, but they taste like I kind of liked it more than shrimp.
Oh.
They were pretty good.
Okay. Who does the cooking in the house?
Oh. Actually, I do some cooking.
You do, Boone. Yeah. Excellent.
And actually, it wasn't everyone. It was just me, Rex, and Luke, and we are the main crawdadders.
Wow.
Yes.
And you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Me, Rex, and Luke found the spot under the bridge, and we caught 3 megs is what we call.
What's a meg?
They're like crawfish about this big.
Okay. Wow,
it's
that's
like
big.
The megalodon shark.
Oh.
They're called meg crawdads.
Do they taste good?
Yeah, they taste so good.
I would
butter.
Say that the thing is, once you get the claws and everything, you're getting a real little bite. But it tastes like lobster.
It's worth it.
Yeah,
it's
lobster.
Good.
Okay. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Now, what was your thinking behind moving from New Jersey to Tennessee?
You know, we knew a lot of wonderful people in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It was Monmouth County. We loved it. For us, it was faith, freedom, weather, food, culture. It was just, I want her to be outdoors.
Yes.
I want them to be surrounded in a community of like-minded people in a place where, you know, God is honored and sanity reigns.
Yep.
Freedom's important. The Second Amendment actually matters. We did move to a school. There's a classical Christian school that a small country school that we just love. It's just the world's off its rocker.
Yeah.
And we kind of just said, I know it's going to require a commute. I know there's a lot of, you know, travel, and I'll take the boys and the kids with me when I can, but give them the sanity and the stillness while I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but it was Boone mentioned Republicans. It was kind of fun on election night of 2022 when they called the governor's race in Tennessee for the Republican with 0% reporting.
Oh.
That's when I knew I was home.
But I, you and I have talked about schooling, especially during the pandemic. That's when we really, as parents, had to stand up for our children and their schools. You know, like for my kids, I'm a product of public school. So is my husband. And our kids were in public school for many years of their life. The pandemic happened and their school was shut for months and months. And my youngest son, Theodore, had a really hard time learning on the iPad, you know, with the teachers and the kids. Mm-hmm. He just could not do it. And we had to have a real serious conversation because we knew their education was failing them. So we put them in Catholic school, and mm-hmm. it's one of the best decisions we've ever made because our Catholic school was closed for one day during wow. the pandemic. So I get it. I get why you make the decisions that you have for your children and the betterment of their education.
No doubt. And you get one shot at it. You get 18. We're both living it right now. You look at your kids, I look at mine, and I go, before we know it, you know, the days are long and the years are short.
Yes.
And before we know it, they're going to be making their own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hope, and I don't know your sort of generational background of your family is, Janice, but I know that, you know, I came from Minnesota originally, and me and my brothers are all over the place in different places. And my hope, and because I think my youngest brother is going to move to Tennessee, and we're working on my mom and dad a little bit. And my other brother works for the State Department, so he's all over the world. But right now his residency is in Tennessee for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to kind of consolidate and try to create a generational bond there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a restart, but hey, I want my parents to bear the fruit of all the effort they put in by enjoying their grandparents near them somewhere. And it's hard when it's not where you grew up in mm-hmm. a different place. But, you know, family is where everybody is, mm-hmm. where people of like mind exist. And so that's what we're hoping to do.
Yeah. Now, you guys have a busy schedule today. Mm. I hear that there's going to be food on the agenda, but then also you're going to a very historical place, right? Does anyone want to tell me where they're going this afternoon?
Yeah, I will. So we're going to this golf place where you can just hit golf balls.
A historical golf place, yes. I'm sure it actually probably is historical. If you're doing the putting here in the city, I'm sure there's been a lot of golf pros that have probably been there.
I briefed them on it last night.
Okay.
I don't know that they paid a lot of attention to the historic location we're going to.
Okay.
You said something about a hall.
Yes, multiple places. So I'm doing outnumbered today.
Yes.
Then we're going to Chelsea Piers to hit some golf balls.
Exactly.
And then we're hoping to throw the football around for a little bit. You got to get the energy out.
Or Dave and Buster's. And soccer. Or Dave and Buster's.
That's right. And they want to go to Dave and Buster's, which is a very open question. Because that's... things can go off the rails quickly there. But we're going to go to Francis Tavern.
Okay.
Which is down in Lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been around since the 1700s. And it's one of the places where George Washington used to meet with his generals.
Wow.
During the Revolutionary War.
I did not know that.
And it's still there. You can get a meal there. You can have a drink there. You can tour it and take a look at it. It's just super cool. You would love it. You got to go there one time. We've met friends there for dinner and everything, but they've never seen it. And then you've got Federal Hall. That's what you're mentioning. Federal Hall was used to be the capital of the United States. George Washington gave his farewell address from there.
Okay.
And then Wall Street's right there too.
Yep.
So just kind of a little. All they ever see when they're with me in New York is Midtown.
Yeah.
You know, let's share a little bit of the history. So we'll do some fun with some history, and then we'll have some dinner.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite subjects in school? You tell me first.
I like Phi Ed and
Gym.
Oh,
yeah, gym.
Okay.
It's physical education.
Got it.
Yes. What besides gym? Okay, everyone here is going to say gym. Besides gym.
Actually, I probably wouldn't say gym.
Oh, you wouldn't say gym?
I love gym, but...
Okay.
Let's say math.
Math. Good for you. Awesome. I like math, too.
And I had a call with his teacher last night for his parent-teacher conferences, and he's excelling in math.
Good for you. Really? That is something that will serve you well for the rest of your life. Okay, Boone, what about you?
It's also math.
Also math.
Because I'm in advanced math, so I'm in sixth grade math, and I am in my own room, so that's why I really like it. And
that's
my
amazing.
Teacher is super nice, but my regular room teacher is also super nice. That's why I like her history teacher.
Okay. You know what?
You like history. Okay.
I've talked about this before. Teachers make such a difference because I was excellent in math up until around sixth grade, and I was in an enriched class as well for math. And then when I got into high school, I had this teacher named Mr. Rowan, and he made me feel that I wasn't good in math. And that one teacher sort of set me on this trajectory or course of thinking that I was not good in math. And then when I came to Fox and I went back to school for meteorology, you have to take a lot of math. And you know what? I realized I am still awesome in math. But the point of my story is one teacher can really throw you off course. So I just wanted to mention that teachers are so important, especially
no
the
doubt.
Good ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Gunnar, tell me what your favorite subject is.
I mean, I'm also in advanced math also, but I mean, nothing wrong with the teacher. It's just not, I don't really like it.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to say history.
History.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
what are you? What period of history are you studying right now?
Modern history.
Mm. Modern history.
I'm in ancient Egypt.
Ooh, that's fun too.
So ancient history or whatever.
Okay, I like it.
And Rex, what are you studying in history?
I don't know.
It's okay, you can get back to us on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll think about it.
What were you good at in school, Pete?
I was good at finding courses that were easy to maintain my 4.0 grade point average by junior and senior year.
Stop flexing?
Yeah. That's a fact, baby. Yeah. Look it up. You know what? I was really good at wanting to get good grades. That's
okay.
What I'll be honest about. Like,
right.
I don't know that my passion was lit for any particular subject until I got into college and realized the implications of culture and history and politics. And then once you see it, you're like, oh my goodness, how do I get more information about all of this?
Mm-hmm.
I loved math too. Like my math was, I'm a very OCD, you know, every.
Well, so. I love it because there's only one answer. Only one, right?
Correct.
So you went into the
business, as did I, where there's never one answer.
That's right, exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
Weather's closer sometimes, but it's impossible
really.
To predict.
Well,
so.
That's a good point. And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this. So what do you tell parents? Like nowadays, you know, I don't know if I want my kid to go to a Princeton or Ivy League school.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to those folks?
Well, first of all, I say know your kid. You know your kid.
Yep.
Are they really fortified or not? Most elite schools are not worth sending your kids to at all. And I really, really mean that.
Okay.
Like if Gunnar looked at me in 5 years from now and said, I want to go to Harvard,
yep.
My default would be, do not do that.
Wow.
First of all, I'm not paying for it. And he needs to, I'm not going to pay $90,000 to Marxists a year so that you can learn about garbage.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Now, if you decide you want to go there on your own, and
yep.
I can't stop you.
Okay.
But most kids by 18 still have a worldview to be formed and a lot left to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to send them to an educational institution which continues that iteration of learning. But there aren't many of them. They're actually classically liberal, meaning small L, meaning open thinking, free thinking, mm-hmm. with Western civilization. Now, some place like Princeton actually has a really conservative, small group of professors.
Okay.
25 open conservatives at Princeton, led by a mentor of mine, Robbie George. So there are some institutions where it can be done, but for the most part, we're going to have a long, hard conversation about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, their eyes still glaze over when I talk college, and I'm sure yours do, too, at this point.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen, and the list is pretty short, unless I feel like they're ready to do battle.
What about learning a trade now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boone here is our little chef. You know, he loves to cook.
Yeah, I love to cook.
Well, if he graduates high school and says, Dad, I want to open a business or I want to be a chef, then go get the training to do that if that's what you want.
Yep.
You don't have to go to University of Tennessee and spend $50,000 a year to get a degree you're not going to use.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a lot of money with skilled trades across the board. Mm-hmm. Or go be a firefighter or go join the military. I mean, all of those things I would support. And there's more options today than ever.
Do you guys know? Do you have an idea of what you might want to be when you grow up?
Well, I would like to be a football player.
Oh, wow. Okay. What goes into that?
It's a fun sport that I like to play a lot.
Okay.
Now, let's say you weren't a football player, Rex. If you couldn't be a football player, what would you be?
A basketball player.
Okay. Let's say you couldn't be a professional athlete. Let's say you couldn't be a professional athlete. What would you be?
I might be a chef like Boone.
Okay, that's okay.
You can be my co-chef.
Yeah. All right, sure. Co-chef, yep. No, a sous chef.
Sous chef, right? Exactly right.
Okay.
I would also like to be a football player, but of course, if that doesn't happen, I would probably be a chef.
Okay.
A chef.
I know. Do you guys, Gunnar, you tell me what you think you might want to do.
I would probably like to be a cop.
Oh.
I think that would be nice.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. But listen, you know what? I feel like I don't really love that question because I think we really don't know what we're going to be, right? I still don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up.
So true. I it's a good reminder to stop asking my kids that, because if you asked me at 18, I'd have no idea.
Right. Like, my husband is a firefighter, but he started out being a history teacher.
Did he really?
He did. Yes, and history is his major, and loves it, and tried to teach high schoolers about history and really found that he wasn't good at it. So his father was a firefighter, and it was just something he grew up with and knew of and thought, okay, I'll join the fire department, or at least I'll try, and we'll see how it goes. But you know what? Nowadays, he's teaching more. He's actually teaching new firefighters in the profession what he does for a living. So I feel like that kind of came sort of full circle. He wasn't ready at the time to be a teacher, but it's coming back, you know, 28 years later.
Absolutely. Speaking of that service too, and his service and why it's so passionate to you, we're going to see you at the Patriot Awards too.
Yes. Are you guys coming to the Patriot Awards?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Everybody, the whole family?
Yep.
Yeah. We're bringing the crew. This is the first year. Because, you know, your audience might not know that my wife runs the Patriot Awards.
Yes.
And I've been
hosting
it. And
does a fantastic job.
We are both biased, but I agree. but we've just been so busy all these years, and it's down in Florida, and it's in Nashville. And so, yes, we're bringing all seven of the kids, and my parents are coming.
Aww.
And we bought tickets, and they're going to be taking it in like everybody else. I'm actually heartened by it. I can't wait for him to see it.
That's amazing. Give me a preview of what's happening on the Patriot Awards coming this Thursday.
Well, part of the preview is Janice Dean will be there and will be on stage.
you helped make that happen.
No, there's no making it happen needed. I mean, honestly, there are people that are automatic every year because you know where their heart is, and Janice Dean's one of them, and all your listeners know that too. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's 5 years. We're going to do a little 3-minute package in the middle of kind of looking back at the last 4 years of the Patriot Awards.
Uh-huh.
Some great surprises. There's a local angle on it, too. It's a neat moment to pause a little bit at this channel where there's so much going on. And just take a beat for a second. Like Veterans Day, take a beat to go, man, this place is special for a reason. This country's special for a reason because of people like this. And I can't reveal who and what and everything, but it's going to be an awesome night.
How has it changed within those years, do you think?
You know, I think one of the beauties of the Patriot Awards is that it doesn't change that
much. Okay, yeah.
I mean,
the message is still the same.
The open changes, you know, musical acts will change. Obviously, the people that get the awards change. Mm-hmm. But I can't stand it when I watch these award shows or these institutions that, man, they were founded on something.
Yeah.
And then 5 years later or 10 years later, they're unrecognizable.
Yeah.
You're celebrating this over here and that over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think core mission of the Patriot Awards, stay focused on the people who never sought the spotlight.
Mm.
And yes, we're going to give awards to some people that you know their name.
Mm-hmm.
But the main focus is people that you don't know their name for things that you probably never knew ever happened.
Yeah.
Or even if you did know the event, you don't know the person behind the event.
Yeah.
There's going to be some tears in the audience, I'm sure.
Oh, every single year. I think it's really important. I'm glad you guys get to experience this. And I'm so happy that you came into the radio studio. Was this a first to be Yeah, doing this kind of podcast thing?
Yes. This is really
anybody
fun.
Here maybe want to do what your dad does for a living at some point?
If it's my last option.
Yeah. Last option?
Wow.
Wow.
It's not that I don't like it, but like I like doing this. But
yes.
Like, it's not that I don't like it. It's just if I don't have anything to do and I can be a reporter, then I will be a reporter.
Okay. I got you.
Gunner?
I mean, I would do it.
Yeah.
But it's not my first option.
Okay. I like that too.
What about the military? Any interested in the military?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like associated.
I'd like a cop. A cop would be
really all right. Cool. Yeah.
Service.
Absolutely.
We'll
I
see.
Think it's really.
They're all works in progress.
And
as
you know,
what?
I feel like I don't know if I love that question because you guys can decide when you want to do what you want to do. Like I said, I'm still figuring it out. But I will say this: find something you love. And then it doesn't feel like work, right?
True.
It never feels
Amen.
Like work. Pete Hegseth, I just adore you.
Likewise.
And I love that you brought your family here together. And thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for everything you do for your family's service. And we'll see you at the Patriot Awards.
Yes. Oh, how can people watch it?
In Nashville, FoxNation.com.
Okay.
Fox Nation is the only place you're going to get it. We're going to promo it on the channel, but you can watch it live on Fox Nation. Vets and military service members, a year free on Fox Nation. So
awesome.
And you can also, you know, do this. Get a free trial.
Yep.
For the week of the Patriot Awards.
Yes.
Watch the Patriot Awards for free, and then you can decide whether or not you want to keep going. I think you'll like it.
Okay, I like it. And I hope to see you guys again. Maybe we can go get a cheeseburger or something together in Tennessee.
I love
Do you know some good
idea.
Places? It's your stomping ground.
What's your favorite? I mean,
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Listen, I'm there.
Chipotle.
Sold.
Taco Bell.
Okay,
thanks,
guys. Have
Janice.
Absolutely. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Hegseth and Rex and Gunner and Boone, for joining me today. Of course, honoring veterans on Veterans Day and giving us a sneak peek at what we're going to see and hear this coming week, Wednesday, November 16th. It's the Patriot Awards live at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee on Fox Nation. So excited for that amazing event to be part of it. And if you would like to find out more or you want to set a reminder to tune in, you can visit foxnews.com/Patriot Awards. And thank you, of course, to all of our veterans. We are grateful for your service and your dedication. God bless you all. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.